Hi, my name is Zakarin, and welcome to my video and podcast, The Priceless Value of Contrast, where I give you the golden ticket to your quantum empowerment to powerfully and easily create your dreams and desires into your physical reality. By recognizing your immense power of creation, that if you can create shit in your life, well, you can also create flowers in your life, because clarity from what you don't want gives you immense clarity about what you do want. And your liberation lies in now, solely focusing on what you do like and do want. And valuing the contrast of what you don't want because of the clarity it has given you about what you do want. So enjoy my video and podcast, The Priceless Value of Contrast. Hi, my name is Zakarin, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love in my videos and podcasts and articles and books and seminars, etc. I reveal the master keys of success, business, money, leadership, and relationship, and the law of attraction so that you can create and attract yourself the happiness, health, wealth, and abundance that you desire. If you like this video, please share it with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings. Go check out my amazing array of support and guidance that is available to you to become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality on my website at zakarin.com. And if you'd like to receive my free book, video, and audio series, which is an absolutely amazing series, absolutely free of charge, it's called The Master Keys of Success and Freedom to help you become a powerful creator of reality and help you create more fun, money, and freedom in your life. Go to freekeysofsuccess.info. That's freekeysofsuccess.info. All right, here we go. The priceless value of contrast. Or how to embrace problems, challenges, conflict, lack, unlikable, and undesirable things in life, and then turn them into golden opportunities for expansion, growth, prosperity, and joy. Most people live like Neanderthals and instinctively panic and run from, resist, or fight anything they don't like and don't want. But what you run from will always run after you. What you fear will always follow you home. Whatever you focus upon, you'll always get more of. Wherever your attention goes, grows. So how can I vanquish the monster of unwanted things if my attention upon the monster just energizes the monster and brings the monster closer to me? How can I get rid of what I don't want so that I can have what I do want? The key to your liberation is to learn how to embrace and value the contrast of life, to learn how to value the contrast of what I don't like and don't want. And the only way to do that is by learning how to pivot away from what you don't like and don't want towards what you do like and do want. Because you are never more clear about what you do want when you are clear about what you don't want. So you have to learn how to get excited when you encounter contrast in life. When you encounter loss, you must learn to get excited about the gain that is now coming to you, that is being born from the loss, because the loss gives you clarity and focus about what you want to gain. And the focus upon that gain brings it to you. When you encounter things and people and situations that you don't like and don't want, you must learn how to go, yahoo, woohoo, and get excited about the bounty and the abundance and the joy and the excitement and the riches and the fun people and the amazing opportunities and the amazing situations, etc., that the lack of unwanted, the lack or unwanted situation that you're experiencing, the lack of what you want or something that you don't want, is birthing within you. And that new baby that is now growing in your womb is desire. Desire is the first step of creation. Before the baby can be made by the egg and sperm coming together, and before making love first, there is the desire. Before you can create more money or an improved relationship or improved financial situation, or before you can create the fun, creative situation that earns you a fortune, etc., before the result or the solution can come, the first step is always the desire for improvement. Nothing great has ever been created without a burning desire for its creation. And nothing creates that burning desire more passionately than the contrast of that desire's opposite. Without the lack of what you want, there would be no spark to light the fire of your burning desire. Without the contrast of what you don't like and don't want, there would be no match that would light the fire of your desire of what you do like and do want. Without the pain of lack and the pain of having what you don't want, you would not have the clarity you now have about the immense pleasure you now passionately desire to be, do, or have in your life. But the key is learning the art of embracing contrast. Is to not get bogged down by the contrast. Let me say that again. The key to learning the art of embracing contrast is to not get bogged down by the contrast. The contrast of what you don't like and don't want tends to be very vivid and distracting and consuming and certainly very emotional. But do not allow yourself to be distracted by the hairy monster. That is part of its evil plan, because your attention upon what you don't like and don't want is what keeps the monster alive and growing. But as soon as you can distract yourself from the boisterous, vivid, emotionally charged monster of undesirable things and start focusing on the good feelings of being, doing, and having what you truly want, the monster just dies of starvation. You have to look at life from this perspective. If all you see is a big, huge pile of shit, and you're focused upon shit, and you're talking about shit, and you're blogging about shit, and you're complaining about shit, and your entire focus is shit, 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 and more shit, well, then how do you expect to get anything but more shit? So instead, step back from the pile of shit and say, this is a very nice pile of shit that I have created. This is an absolutely legendary, monumental pile of shit. I have done so well to create this amazing pile of shit. I'm so proud of myself. What an awesome creator I am. Give yourself a gold medal for being a champion shit pile creator. Embrace the shit, young Skywalker. Just dive head first into this steamy pile of shit and be proud of your creation. Now, what can you do with this big pile of shit that you've created? Well, first of all, there must be a lovely, cute little pony somewhere to play with. And with this shit, you can now fertilize your garden with it and grow a cornucopia of scrumptious vegetables and fruits. From this steaming, heaping pile of what I don't like, hate, detest, and don't want, I can now fertilize the garden of my mind to grow huge, steaming piles of wonderful, fun, exciting, abundant, beautiful, fun things in my life. Yay, yay, yay. Thank you, pony, because of what has come out of your rear end, I now have new wonderful things to put in my front end. And I have new wonderful things to desire. And then you've got to enjoy the journey of their creation. And then I can enjoy the manifestation of their existence into physical reality. And then I can enjoy the pride I feel about myself because I created that new wonderful thing out of that big pile. pile of shit. What an awesome creator I am. The key to your empowerment as a creator is to embrace your power as a creator. That means being proud of yourself for being able to create everything. All the wonderful things and the big piles of steaming shit. Because where people get themselves into trouble is being in denial about the steaming piles of shit that they've created. They are happy to be proud of the wonderful things they create, but blame other people for the piles of shit. But no one can create your reality for you. So stop blaming everyone else for the piles of shit that you created, and be proud of your power of creation and the power of your focus and how well you did at focusing on shit which created those yummy smelling piles of shit. You have to put yourself in your own 12-step program and admit to yourself that you are a shitaholic and every single pile of shit in your life you bloody created. And admitting that it is not only your liberation, but it is the first step to your empowerment to admit that you created those piles of shit. Because if you can create shit with your focus, you can create a pony with that same focus. When an overweight person would come to the very world-famous hypnotherapist Dr. Milton Erickson to lose weight, the first thing he would say to his client was, "Okay, go away and gain 20 pounds for me, and when you gain 20 pounds, come back. Go eat and eat and eat and gain 20 pounds." And he did this to show people that if they could consciously put weight on, they would consciously be able to take weight off. So I'm calling this the shit principle, because as soon as you can admit to yourself that you can consciously create more shit in your life both by focusing on shit, then you will realize that you can consciously create wonderful things you want by consciously focusing your attention upon those things that you want. If you can admit it to yourself that you created your dismal financial situation where your bank account is sorely lacking and you are in debt and your prospects look dismal, all because of your focus upon lack and problems and upon things you don't like and don't want, if you can admit that you powerfully dug yourself into the hole you are in by your powerful focus upon things that you don't like and don't want, well, now you are on the road to freedom and empowerment. Because if you have the power to dig yourself into such big gaping holes, then you also have the power to build mountains. So are you getting this? You're getting this, right? Stop being a Neanderthal and stop running from the saber-toothed tiger. And instead, be proud that you created and attracted this situation. And you attracted with your focus upon unwanted things. You attracted this saber-toothed tiger that is now going to eat you. Be proud as he devours your flesh that you created this situation. What an awesome creator I am. Now, when the saber-toothed tiger is eating you, there is nothing to do but allow yourself to be eaten and just surrender and enjoy the experience. There's no point in fighting and or trying to get rid of this pile, this shit pile, because it's too late. You've already created it. So what can you do? The key is to not put yourself into a situation like this that royally sucks in the first place. By pre-paving your way every single day, not in a way that keeps the tiger away, no, but instead trying to keep the bad things away only attracts bad things to you because you're focused upon bad things. Instead, you've got to become a master of focus and pre-pave your day to create wonderful things that you do want by doing things like meditating and doing affirmations and affirming what you want every single day. And by visualizing what you want and planning for having what you want, taking inspired action towards the achievement of what you want. You've got to become a vibrational match to what you want by enjoying the delightful feelings of being, doing, and having what you want. So, master of creation that you truly are. You have done amazingly well at creating a lot of crappy things. And you have done amazingly well at creating lots of wonderful things. So be proud of your power as a creator. Now, perhaps most of what you have created in your life, you have done so unconsciously based on your reactions. You probably have lived your life like most people do, who are all unconsciously creating the things in their lives by reacting positively and joyously to things that they do like, and which creates more things that they do like, but also reacting negatively to things that they don't like, which of course creates more things that they don't like and don't want. So everyone is powerfully creating every single thing in their lives, but they're usually doing it all completely unconsciously. That's why the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. It has nothing to do with the economy or conspiracies to control the peasants or anything outside of each individual. It is only based upon where your attention is focused. If you're focused on riches, more riches will always come to you. If you're focused on lack, then more lack will always come to you. So you've got to stop letting the world blow you around like a balloon in the sky, and instead of reacting positively or negatively to what is going on around you or in the world, you've got to take the bull by the horns, as it were, and consciously and deliberately choose how you're going to think and how you're going to feel every single day. Just because something sucks for you or anyone else doesn't mean you have to give it any attention or focus. In fact, it won't feel good to focus on that sucky thing, so why would you want to focus on that sucky thing? If it feels bad to do something, then why would you do it? Are you afraid that people will judge you and call you a heartless bastard for not caring about this sucky situation or this poor person who has powerfully created and attracted this sucky situation for themselves? Well, fuck them and fuck that. Just because you don't believe in victimhood doesn't make you a heartless bastard. Just because you understand that every single person on earth creates every nanosecond of their realities doesn't mean you don't care. In fact, it means you care more because you care enough about humanity to never see anyone as helpless and powerless. You care enough about humanity to never see anyone as a victim. And you care enough about humanity to always focus upon everyone's complete empowerment and joy and abundance, and upon every single person being happy and thriving and flourishing and prosperous and healthy, etc., etc. That's how much you care. And most importantly, you care more about yourself and mostly how you feel and feeling good, because feeling good is the most important thing and the reason you are here on earth in the first place, because feeling good feels good, and thinking about and focusing upon unwanted things feels terrible. And because I love myself and I want to feel good, and I'm going to focus upon things that feel good. The people who believe in the lie of victimhood and the lies of unworthiness and powerlessness and helplessness and lesser than and not good enough, etc., etc., those are the heartless bastards, because their focus upon unwanted things is just creating more unwanted things on planet Earth. Their focus upon helpless, disempowered, powerless victims just creates more helpless, disempowered, powerless victims. They're part of the problem, not the solution. So let go of that self-sabotaging pattern of empathy to prove you care and to prove your worth. Of course you freaking care. You don't have to prove that you care about other people by getting down to their low, vibrational, depressing, helpless, powerless level. That doesn't help anyone, and it certainly doesn't help you, because you feel like shit and it's depressing and it drains your energy, and then you have nothing to give to anyone. So how about you becoming so empowered that you can create anything that you desire to create, and then with the power of your example, you show other people that they too are massively powerful creators of reality, And by focusing upon what they want rather than wallowing in the proverbial shit of what they don't want, they can then create what they do want in their lives. And then they can create the joy and the freedom and the health and the wealth and the prosperity they desire to create in their lives. And finally, be happy and feel good. And you can be proud of yourself because you influenced them to their greatness. Just with the powerful example of your life and your mastery of focus upon your desires. Now, I've just given you the golden ticket to your quantum empowerment. So the question is, what will you do with it? Will you become a conscious, deliberate, consistent, and persistent creator of wonderful things in your life? And become a master of creation? And lead by the powerful example of your quantumly empowered life to truly empower humanity? Or will you just fall into your old victim patterns of bitching and moaning and complaining about how you can't get a break? And will you fall back into the trap of taking zero responsibility for the creation of the shit as well as the flowers in your life? Well, if you're ready to embrace your immense power to literally create mountains, then I want to hear from you. If you're tired of making excuses for why you can't, and you're ready to start making empowered declarations every single day about why you can, then I want to work with you. I want to play with you. And I want to show you how you can receive my mentorship and guidance on an ongoing basis, absolutely free of charge, to help you proverbially, powerfully make your dreams come true. So contact me now at freesession.info, and I'll give you a free 30-minute consultation session and show you how. So if you're ready to take the red pill and discover how to liberate yourself from the matrix, then contact me now at freesession.info. I look forward to meeting you. I look forward to working with you. I look forward to playing with you. And I look forward to helping you make your dreams come true. That's freesession.info. Thank you for watching this video or listening to this podcast. And if you got something from this, please comment, share it with your friends. Bless your friends with these amazing teachings. Come check out my self-empowering articles, books, audios, products, coaching, and support and guidance that is available to you to become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality at zakhyron.com. If you'd like to receive my free book and video series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, to help you create more fun, money, and freedom in your life, go to freekeysofsuccess.info. My name is Zakhyron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching my video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And, of course, always remember to make life a holiday.